This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's our one of our favorite segments every day, if not our favorite. Here we go. Bicycle.
Oh, I can't wait for the Photoshop.
I love it. It's almost.
God, he looks like.
It's almost identical, dude.
It's a great look.
With Hammer's new mustache, you could have auditioned. You could have auditioned for that role.
I don't have the teeth.
You don't have the teeth. He didn't either, though.
Those are fake.
Oh, okay. I thought that was natural.
No.
Great makeup.
Well, that'd be something. If you're Rami Malek and you're like, hey, listen, I'm going to get this gig because look at my teeth.
Yeah.
Just like Freddie Mercury's. Hey, it is time for Hammer Time. Let's play the real one, Paulie.
Stop. Hammer Time.
Oh, there we go. Abbreviated version. I like it. Good morning, Hammer.
Great morning. And so, you know, I have worked two different jobs, so I'm around a lot of different people.
You are.
And I think kind of my biggest fear, and it's something I'm just really bad at, is I always forget people's names.
Dude. I'm terrible at that.
I can't remember your name, literally. You could introduce yourself, and then by the end of the conversation, I'm like, oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah. Yep, same.
Is that Donald or is it Jeffrey? You have no idea. So
I won't even get that far. I'll be like, nope, nothing.
Nothing.
I can, faces, great. Names, no.
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, I'm the ultimate. I'll call you dude, buddy,
bro.
Homie.
Till the cows come out.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't know if you guys had like any tips, maybe tricks of the trade in terms of remembering names. I know the classic cliche, like, all right, you meet someone's name, like, hi, my name's Kevin, and then you say Kevin 7 or 8 times in your head out loud or whatever.
Yeah, so when you start at a new company like we have here at Entercom, we've
no
been
name
here.
Tags.
No name tags. Paulie, when did we start? What was
June 10th.
June 10th we started here at Entercom, and there are... It's a whole... Now, I was at Entercom before, but it had been a couple of years, and it's radio. There's massive amounts of... massive amounts of turnover. And I walk the sales floor here still, and I'm just now starting to... And I would say I'm about 40%. There are guys that come up to me that, hey, Woodsy, I'd like to pitch you for this, you know, car dealership. And I'm like, hey, thanks, buddy. I'm so bad at it, too, and I really shouldn't be, because I was in sales, and that's kind of an important thing. It's something that I've lost over the years, my ability to do it. I sympathize 100%. I have no idea what to tell you as far as...
There's got to be a seminar.
A trick. Yeah,
you could go to. Like, because I'm horrible at that, too. My whole family... Like, my sister runs a business. She's great at it. Like, you know, and she's, you know, traveling all over the world for her business and all that, and she's... You know, can recall it quickly. I do not have that gift.
Well, and here's the other thing you run into. So, again, we started June 10th. It's December. I can't now in December go to one of those people on the sales floor or on the support staff and be like, hey, what was your name again? Because you know what that means? That means I'm an a-hole.
Yeah.
That means I've waited 6 months to...
It's a self-fulfilling thing because now you're like psyching yourself out about it. Like... And you're thinking about it, and then it's getting worse. And
I wonder if ego plays into it a little bit too.
Oh, of course, it does.
You know.
And for me, when other people come up to me and say my name, like actually go out of the way to express it, and I, damn, it means a lot.
So it does.
I would love to do that to other people. So there have been occasions where I thought I could do it. Like, all right, hey, what's up, Jack? And the guy's name was like Bill or something. And at that point on, it was just ruined.
It's over.
You're better off not. You're better off not doing it.
For that feeling of like actually them being like, oh man, he knows my name. Because I love it when people know my name.
I tell my wife all the time, we'll do the thing where I'm like, hey, when we go to this part, like our Christmas party is next week here at Entercom. I'm going to tell my wife, don't be offended if I don't introduce you to everyone because I don't know their name. So I'm going to need you to then go up and be like, hey, how you doing? I'm Woodsy's wife, Hannah. And then I'll be able to maybe ascertain a name back. You know,
worst example of this, in college, meeting somebody, at a girl at a bar,
oh, yeah,
you're out with your friends, 15 minutes later, like, was it Christina? Was it Emily? Like, what was her name? Like, I have no
idea. Well, see, Ryan's an old guy, too. Ryan was in college before we had cell phones, right? You didn't have a cell phone.
I had a cell phone, but it wasn't, like, texting and all that
stuff. Oh, I didn't have a cell phone. So it was...
I'm a little younger than you.
Okay, boomer.
I think it would be safe to say that I possibly had relations with people that I had no idea what their names are. None. I mean...
I don't know if I've ever gone that far.
I think I've... Probably more that than the other, to be honest with you.
Sick brag. Nice.
Sick brag. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's just the way that it
was. But no, we'd go out, like, group of guys, and we'd all, like, help each other out with that. Like, it'd be like, hey, dude, I totally don't know.
I don't know her name. Can you go ask it?
And what I'd be like, introduce yourself. Like, hey, I'm Ryan. What's your name? You know, like, and then walk by your friend and whisper it in his ear. Because we'd all do that. And then once you get told by somebody, you're like, okay, lock that in. Like, you know, I mean, put it in the vault.
Oh,
you remember it.
And then there's the other side is, I know for fact that when I walk around this place, people have no idea what my real name is.
No, they just know you as Hammer.
They know me as just an only Hammer.
I think I guest hosted 4 times before I knew your actual name.
Yeah.
And we were working together.
So I don't know what to do at the Christmas party when I'm walking around. Like, I'm not necessarily bringing anyone, but how am I going to get introduced to all these different people?
Hang out with me and Hannah, and then we'll have Hannah do it. George tweets in and says, okay, I don't get this really. Attach a characteristic of the person to the name.
Hey, Blue Pants.
Most times works for me.
Remember Michael?
Oh, that's Blue Pants.
So Michael Scott.
Michael Scott. He's doing it. Oh, my God.
So Hammer people will be like, oh, sweatpants.
Sweatpants. Yeah, little sweatpants.
Freddie. Oh,
Freddie Mercury sweatpant boy.
That must be Hammer.
Hammer.
Yeah, Michael Scott. My friend Desiree got new specs. Kills
that's
me.
So good
it
every time.
Kills me every single time.
Does this actually work for you?
It's so good. All right, it's Ben and Woods.
Somebody to love.
Oh my God. Oh, it's so good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.